You guys have copies of the Sefer Midot. We're up to page Nun Dalid, the bottom paragraph. We had said that Da'at is different than Teva. We said there are three major causes for human action. One is Hergel, habit. Two is nature. And three is Da'at. And Da'at is different. Our intellect is different than our nature in two things. One, that nature is there from the moment the person is born. It grows with the person, but it's there from the beginning. Whereas Da'at is something that's like a seed, but it has to be developed. It's cultivated. We develop our intellect. It's not like our nature that comes on its own. You don't have to teach a baby to eat, to drink, to sleep. The natural drives to do things are there from the minute the baby is born. The intellectual drive to do things is something that has to be developed. And the second difference, he says, Shenit, ki ha-teva mamtzit pa'olo be'echeach, gam im lo echpotz adam b'rtzon nafsho le'achnis ochel lefiu. The nature forces us to action, even if we don't want to follow the drive of nature. A guy is upset, he doesn't want to eat. Most normal people, at some point, they're going to succumb to the drive of nature to eat. A guy wants to stay awake all week studying for his finals. Well, at some point, he's going to succumb to that force of nature that drives him to sleep. And even if a person tries to remove his focus from that drive, the hunger will arouse him. But when it comes to intellect, it doesn't work that way. Everything that pertains to intellect is potential. It's possible. It's not. It doesn't have to be so. If a person decides to focus his attention to know something, to develop his intellect in a certain direction, then he develops in that direction. Let's say a person says, I don't want to know whether it's moral to cheat on my income taxes or not. You know, people are very good about that. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. You guys, you've heard that line, right? So there are areas where a person can say, I don't want to know. Then he could be like an animal. He could be oblivious to that point. A person can choose to ignore the things that his intellect would drive him to do. And when it comes to our intellect, we could keep it quiet. When it comes to our natural drives, we can't quiet them down. They're there, they'll push us, they'll remind us of their existence. When it comes to our intellectual drive, if we want to quiet it down, we can. And this encompasses our sight, our capacity to hear, and our speech. A person could see something 100 times, but he never takes note. He never decides to focus his mind on it. He won't know it. You guys can think of many examples. If I ask you how many clocks are in this Beis Medrash right now?
Three.
You've all seen them. Three? Okay, so I guess you took note to see. No, but there are many things that you can... So you can see something 100 times, and you won't know it. You could hear something that you could learn from. But a person could decide, I'm not listening. I'm not interested. I don't want to know. So someone else could be talking. You could be sitting at a speech where you could learn a lot. But if you choose not to learn, you'll hear the words being spoken, but you'll let the concepts pass you by. The same applies to speech. If you're accustomed to saying something, the lips will sometimes move that way of their own accord. Even if you're not thinking about it, just think of Ashrei. Right? I mean, the truth is it applies also to certain circumstances. We're accustomed to having certain responses to certain scenarios. And sometimes you don't even have to think about it. Think about your fights with your siblings, with your parents. Of course, no one has those. But כמו שתראה רובם ככולם מענה בפיהם שהם נבראים מתחדשים מרצון הבורא על זמן מוגבל. ויאמר על עצמו מי יודע אם למחר לעת כזאת יהיה בחיים. You see, there are all kinds of things people say. Like people say, who knows if I'll be around tomorrow? אבל לבבו רק ריק מעניין הוא. People don't really believe that. People say all kinds of things. You ask a person, how are you? Do you mean to ask him how are you? Do you really care how he is? If he's going to start telling you what's going on in his life, do you really want to listen? You say it. You say a lot of things. You say good Shabbos. Do you really want him to have a good Shabbos? Maybe you do, but you're not thinking about it. Good morning. Do I really wish he has a good morning? Well, if I think about it, I guess I would. But I don't think about it. When I say good morning, it's like hi. כמו שמיד עליהם הכתוב. As the verse says, קרוב אתה בפיהם ורחוק מכליותיהם. God says, I'm close in their mouths. You hear a lot of people speak about God. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem. I was shocked. I was once at someone's house and they played a commercial with Netanyahu talking. They have online Netanyahu talking. And I wasn't watching the commercial. I was in the other room. So, you know, it's different when you watch someone talk. So then, based on their expressions, you give certain weights to what they say. But if you're not seeing them, all you hear are their words, you hear it totally differently. The Gemara even says that the tradition you get from a rabbi who you've only heard is less than the tradition you get from a rabbi who you've seen when you've heard. The tradition is just different. Your understanding is different.
How would you have only heard a rabbi back in those times?
Well, if you had a crowded room and they sat in the back... So the Talmud discusses these Tanoim were on a bigger level than the other ones because they saw Rabbi Meir's face, and the other ones were still students stuck in the back. They only saw his back as he was teaching the class. So I hear Netanyahu talking. I don't remember if this was before elections, after elections. Two or three times as he's talking this commercial, he says, Be'ezrat Hashem, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. You know, lines like this. And I asked them, is this like a from channel you have on there? They said, no, here in Israel everyone talks that way. But I guess when you see him speak, so then it's like a thing that's passing. It's not like something that's given too much thought. But I think it's tremendous. You know, the guy's giving a speech, a commercial, and he sticks Hashem's name into the commercial. I think it's nice. If a person's words really came from the depths of their heart, then you'd see signs that there's intellect behind it. If a person really thought, who knows if I'm going to be around tomorrow, you'd find them being depressed. And they wouldn't be focused on all the material desires that draw a person in this world. But rather, it's like King David said, people just talk about their death and their future, but no one really thinks about it. So the second difference between Dat and Teva is that Teva, our nature, can be subdued, we can ignore it, and our nature cannot be subdued, we cannot ignore it, and our Dat can. Habit can overcome nature. We discussed that habit in certain ways can modify nature. You can't get into a habit of not eating. You can get into a habit of what you eat.
You can get into the habit of eating.
Again?
Nature has a wide spectrum of meaning. So it has a nature to be reading. That's very different than the natural need to
eat. Oh, so that we'll get there. We're in the process. Yeah. First, he's taking a more coarse definition of these concepts, and as we advance, so I hope so. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll do one more.
Condition themselves not to eat, and they like I remember hearing the Essenes, like you know, like crazy sick 2,000 years ago. They were really strict on keeping. Like, they felt only things in their community were kosher, and when they would get expelled, they wouldn't modify their views of kosher, and then some of them starved. So that's obviously a case of someone's own personal predilections overcoming his natural impulses. I mean, usually you figure someone would be like, okay, I'm not in the city anymore. I'm rejoining the, you know, normal group.
Yeah, the nature still overcame the diet.
הוא שאמרו רזל, לא דיין להרשים שאינם חרדים מעצבים מיום המיטה, אלא שליבם בריא להם כולם. Our sages said, the wicked not only aren't saddened by the day of death, but their hearts are like wide, like the ulam. תיאור זה הלך אשר אנחנו רואים כי הסוחרים התחלקו למחלקות והזדמנו על שלוש פנים. If you want to understand this quote from Chazal, you have to look at the merchants. There are three types of merchants. יש מי שיעמוד לעצמו על הוצאות, יותר מכדי צורכו על הדרך. One guy is going to go traveling. So, you know, there are people who go traveling and they always take along more money than they'll need. למור מי יודע מה יקרה לפניו בדרך ויצטרך למות. He says, who knows what I'll come across, I might need money. When he goes traveling, he takes more money than he needs. השני מצמצם אני שיספיק לו המאות על הוצאות ולא יותר. The second merchant takes exactly enough for his expenses. השלישי לא ישאיר לעצמו גם לשלם באכסניה שהוא עומד בה. The third merchant, he doesn't even leave enough money to pay the expenses he owes at the hotel. כן וכן, המאשרים אורחותם יקיימו בעצמם מאמר שלמה המלך עליו השלום וכולי תהיו בגדיך הלבנים. גם כי הוא דרך בשנים, אם כל זה דואג על המקרה חס ושלום. By the same token, when people decide to go straight path, so then they're fulfilling what King Solomon taught us, you should always have white clothing. Even though a person's still young, he's worried what's going to be, right? That's like a merchant that says, who knows what I will encounter. A person doesn't wait till he's old. A person should try, like the merchant, to be covered, to perfect his ways when he's still young. Hasheni mishum tzamtzim. You want the comparison, a guy who takes exactly the right amount of money, that type of merchant is like a person, it's like many people in this world, throughout their lives, they're doing whatever they want. Then when they get old, then they say, okay, now, who knows, you know, their reckoning isn't so far away, then they start thinking how to become better people. Hashlishi, what's the third type of merchant? That's the type of merchant who says, I'm going to spend all my money at the casinos in Las Vegas and I'm not paying my bill at the hotel. And that's the type of person who lives his life in this world, and even as he's facing death, he's not interested. He doesn't care. We once had, I was in a shul where the chazan was flirting with the women on Yom Kippur. So, obviously people were upset with this. But as I left shul, I heard one guy say to the other, he knows he has cancer. He knows they don't have a cure for what he has about this chazan. He knows this is almost definitely his last Yom Kippur standing up there. And he's still flirting with the women on Yom Kippur? No, so it struck me. I remember I was a kid. We were visiting a community. I heard this line and it struck me. You know, here the guy is. He knows. You know, the whole community is talking. It's probably his last year there. But that doesn't stop him. So that's what he says here. There are three types of people in this world, like the three types of merchants. There are people who say, let me keep enough money in my pocket, so who knows what will bring. And that's a person who says, let me do tshuva, let me lead a good life now, because I don't know, no one knows what's coming. Then there's a second guy who says, no, I'm just going to take exactly enough. And that's a person who says, I'll still have time, I'll do tshuva, I'll get it right. And that's, I think, a lot of people in this world. People keep thinking they'll get there. And then there's a third person, that's what the Gemara calls the wicked person, who says, I'm going to spend all my money here, and I'll make it out of the hotel where I won't pay my bills. And that's what the Gemara calls the wicked people, that they live in this world and they have no intention of ever doing tshuva. They just figure they're going to do what they want and get away with it. Okay, we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.